This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. And I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. All aboard! The engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clack, clickety clackety click. Look at the engine, that's old 45. Fireman ready, it seems to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle all around the countryside. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clack, clickety clackety click. Margaret, she goes, whoa, the wheels are slipping. Margaret, she goes until we reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety. She goes, whee! The wheels are slipping. Up the grade she goes until we reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clackety clickety clackety click. Look up the tracks, horseshoe curve is here. Why, I'm in the caboose, but I see the engineer, and he's waving from the grand old engine, steaming on with pride. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clackety clickety clackety click. Chugga 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 up the hill. Puffin' and chuggin', you know the engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety clackety clickety clack. Clickety clackety clickety clack. Clickety clackety clickety clack. Clickety clackety clack. Boy, I hope your wheels aren't slipping. Actually, coming down the other side, that's where I'm. I've reached the summit and I am coming down the other side. Hey, welcome aboard the Bipolar Express. And thank you, Little Lake Valley, for tuning in today. Hey, anyone hear that skunk train whistle blow this morning and later this afternoon? Why, I did. And even though excursions have been temporarily canceled, preparations for a brand new vision of what the skunk train experience has been and will be, it's in the works. A fresh government grant to replace worn-out railroad ties, that's what that Willits section crew is working on. They're working like 10 hours a day to prepare for a whole new experience aboard the skunk train as we emerge from this pandemic. And I have to say, just hearing that whistle stirs my train singer psyche in my heart, my blood, in my toes. And I find myself looking longingly at my train singer hat and uniform. Sigh. You know, it's actually unclear at this time when train singer, me, Greg, I know train, will be performing on board the train, you know, like with living people. Hi there. Did I do that? Achoo. Oh, don't mind. So, but after 30 years of regularly performing for thousands of rail fans, I'm home, filled with train songs and looking longingly at my hat and those funny little Train Singer stickers the CWR had made for me. Yep, it's all come to this. I'm just a Train Singer skunk cartoon sitting next to my silver watch and Train Singer badge and...
Stop! Just stop. Stop that, Train Singer. You're pathetic. You're pathetic. Maudlin, get a grip.
Come on, Train. Pretend you're on board again, you know. Oh, yes, all aboard kind of thing, and appearing, you know, oh, I know, let's imagine that you're appearing at, the Mendocino Railway, or the Sierra Railroads, or the Skunk Trains celebration, a big celebration, over there in Fort Bragg, and we're going to, because we're coming back into service, and everybody's flocking to the train, they can't wait for the experience of the new one, and they, by the way, how about this, let's have an amphitheater right there by tunnel number one, that way you don't have to be on the train, you can spray all over, no, you can play out there, outside, wow, gosh, an amphitheater, gosh, Greg, outdoors, yes, that's a possibility. And hey, what about, if we're going to dream, what about, is tunnel number one going to be open too? Well, of course, Train. And I see a steam engine shrouded in steam. Whoa, I can hear it too. Hey, I can make it out. What's the number? Is it 45? Maybe. It's steaming, though. Okay. I guess I kind of lost it, Greg, for a minute. Whew, but okay, Train. You know, it's okay. You're not as young as you used to be. Hey, you cut that out. Hey, who isn't? Look who's talking, Greg. Gosh. Well, I got to say, here's some more information. I hear that local, this is for the locals right now, local rail bikes activity is going to be resumed very, very, very shortly. And, you know, and it'll all be, you know, having the safe distance, the masks, you know, protection. And all the bikes will be disinfected after. Oh, it's, oh, we want to get going. That's what it really is, you know. You know, I heard that too. I heard that too. Did you know those bikes are custom made in the roundhouse by a skunk team in Fort Bragg? I mean, wow, how's that? That's really cool, Train. See, Train, it's all coming back with great surprises for us, okay? So, Train Singer. And I'll tell you this, you can appear on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM every week if you want to, you know, until... Thanks, Greg. I would have been on the train today. So, in a Train Singer fantasy land I go.
Fort Bragg! Willits! Wolf Tree Turn! North Spur! Burbank! All aboard! Woo!
California! Western Special! Skunk Train, what a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing and the click-clack wheels turning right, the old Skunk Train, where I want to be. Coming and a-going, hear that mighty engine run. Engineers waving, welcome everyone. Whee! California, Western Special, that old Skunk Train. What a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing and the click-clack wheels turning round, the old Skunk Train, where I wanna be. A clean air rider, all aboard! Come along now, you don't have to be the driver. Sit back, sing along. Whee! California, Western Special, the old Skunk Train, what a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing and the click-clack wheels turning around, the old Skunk Train.
California train. No load too big or small. Why, you travel with a family. Room for one and all. Whee! Yeah! California, Western Special, the old skunk train. What a sight to see. Hear the whistle blowing. And the click-clack wheels turning. Ooh. Ah, the old skunk train is where I want to be. Skunk train, that's where I want to be. Hey, no kidding, I'll tell you. I'd sure like to be riding. I just love to ride with the people and, you know, they let me out.
They let you out, Gregory? I mean,
train. That's why I'm riding. So, you know, except for Chief Skunk, Robert Bernoulli, I am the last one standing around here after 30 years. And what a parade of trained men and women that have given life to the California Western Railroad over the years. Engineers, conductors, section crewmen, office personnel, roundhouse mechanics. Hey, you know, there's this one particular engineer named Jerry Brooks, and he asked me to write him a song one time about him and his runaway train on the Willis Grade. So This is a song about one of the engineers that steam engineer Jerry Brooks. Engineer Brooks riding old 45. Everyone says he's lucky he's alive. Riding fireman on a freight train back in 1969. He rolled up the summit on that Mendo main line. It was late at night, the brakes began to fail. Down from the summit, that train commenced to sail. Frightened fireman tried to stop it, but to no avail. He knew he had to jump before she left the rail. He landed on his feet, and he landed on his rump. The train jumped the tracks, made a mighty bump. He landed, broke some ribs, and collapsed his spine. He was 6 foot when he jumped, now he's 5'9". He landed on his feet, he landed on his rump. Oh, the train jumped the track, made a mighty bump. Oh, the landing broke some ribs and collapsed his spine. He was 6 foot when he jumped. Now he's 5'9". That's for you, Jerry. Hey, I still can see him leaning out of that cab of old 45. And another one of my fondest memories of being on the train all these years is when I first started out I don't know, it was after the first year or the first few months, is when the crew of engineers and conductors, they presented me with a Skunk Train belt buckle. And I have to say, I automatically felt like, hey, I really feel wanted here. I think they might like this. So anyway, I got to say, it's easy to get carried away with memories. Oh, by the way, there was this woman named Merity, and she gave me a poem that she wrote about the Skunk Train. Now, even though in the poem, I don't know, I guess she did it because she was worried about copyright infringement. I don't know. I might throw it in myself. But she, you know this is the Skunk Train. Even though it wasn't mentioned, it's obvious what train is being described. This is the mighty train rolls on. That fresh coastal mountain air ain't nothing to compare. Leave the world behind on this old train going back in time. There's winding tracks, what's around the bend? Perhaps a deer in a shady glen, or a flock of wild turkeys, or a quail hen. It's not a logging train anymore as it climbs and glides along the forest floor. From Willits to the Fort Bragg shore, the mighty train rolls on. Now you climb aboard that Skunk Train now, hear the children yelling, wow! See the riders loving that sylvan view, the ancient redwoods and the water's hue. Now riding on this North Coast treasure, think in terms of a tall tree measure, and relax, live to your heart's full pleasure. Think back to times when young, or the outdoors, the breeze, the sun. Oh, we're riding just to have some fun, and the mighty train rolls on. Daydreams seem to funnel into a dark and smoky tunnel. That old steam engine on that old train tells everyone how it got its name. Then out of the darkness we burst outside. Along the shining tracks we glide, dreaming it's a star we've caught a ride. Ah, that trip to North Spurs not very long. Let's sing ourselves a brand new song. I will be back in town before too long. Mighty train rolls on. Ah, yes, that fresh coastal mountain air, nothing to compare. Leave the world behind on this old train going back in time. Yes, boy. I know I used to love to see the color of the water, that pearlescent green. People always ask about that color. I say, oh, that's just the minerals and the minerals from the gland, and it's perfectly good to drink. You boil it. No, I'm just kidding about that, of course. But, you know, those were some great rides. And I remember one time the seals were chasing the migratory salmon into the Noyos. Splashes. Oh, it was exciting. And, boy, what a treat for the passengers on the open cars. And many riders, you know, they come from the cities, and any sign of wildlife is a thrill. And I've been told now that there are hiking trails that are being developed throughout the route, where deer and quail and raccoons and skunks and rattlesnakes and bobcats and why even bears may be seen. It is possible. I've seen them. So the Riddles were also have access to walking among the great redwood trees. Oh, I can't wait to see this. But speaking of bears, I remember some bears showing up at a barbecue once at Norsborough Station. Boy, now that's another story. So, but what about that dog, Boomer Jack? It's part of Willits. It's part of the skunk. He's a railroad dog, and he was a familiar figure around the Willits Depot back in when Willits was a train central, a real hub. And he's buried out on the tracks. I happen to know where, but he is. And Lincoln Killian's book, Boomer Jack, Northwestern Pacific Railroad Dog, brings Boomer to life. And he at a book signing, Lincoln told me, he said, "I wrote the book." Now you write the song. Now Boomer Jack, got his head out the cab, his ears blowing back. Boomer Jack, woo, clickety-clack, a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Now the Northwestern Pacific, the days of log and steam, Boomer Jack, that railroad dog, first rolled on the scene. Like those drifting train men, old Boomer earned his name. All the train folk that he met, no master did he claim. He had a free pass to ride any train along the track, from the humble Menlo Redwoods, 300 miles of open track, rolling down to Sausalito and all the way back. Vagabond's life, I lived that Boomer Jack. Off from Humboldt, Mendocino, through Sonoma to Marin. 14 years Jack roamed the rails, disembarking now and then. He'd visit friends along the way, all glad to take him in. He was no one's dog, but everybody's friend. Boomer Jack, he's got his head out the cab, his ears blowing back. Boomer Jack, boo, pickety-clack. He's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. You know, Boomer Jack, he's not the only dog to ride along the rails. They all had names and they all had tails. Why, there was Little Hop and Oney, Admiral Dewey, just a few of those American railroad dogs and train folk that they knew. And there was Roxy and Patty and Santa Fe and Railroad Jack, all railroad dogs in the history of the track. But that Boomer, he traveled longer and covered far more ground than any American railroad dog who ever roamed around. Ah, but Boomer Jack, he ran out of steam in old Willits Town. Folk came from miles and miles around, buried in the train yard, washed over by his friends. Boomer Jack lived a dog's life right up to the end. Boomer Jack, oh Boomer Jack, he's got his head out the cab, his ears blowing back. Hey Boomer Jack, whee, clickety-clack, he's the vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Just a doggone vagabond Boomer Jack. Woof, woof. Yeah, I know. I could be a dog. I could be a cat. I don't know. Oh, you know, railroad dogs. Oh, it's a railroad dog's life on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9. And that's in FM Willits. Woof, 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 woof. Railroad dogs. You know, former skunk train employee Eric Menses, he now works at the Nevada Northern the Eli route, you might say, and he's got a railroad cat named Dirt.
Meow, meow, meow.
Cats and dogs, we like animals, you know, on the train. We get, there's dogs, but I don't say I've ever seen a cat. And, oh, well, that's okay with me. Hey, here's a kind of a Mike, I'm glad he didn't see that. I did it again. I keep bumping my guitar on this thing. It's okay. I'll learn how to do this at some time. But sure is nice to be out here on the radio after being home for, how long has it been? I don't know. But this is a song about another kind of dog, but it's kind of sparks things up for me.
Woo. Yeah, like a finger pig.
Out with it.
Look out.
Corner with low-down blues, great big hole in the bottom of my shoe. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog. Yeah, I won't be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Woo. Whoa, come on.
Hello, Sal, I know you. Stocking without you, honey, let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man now. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
Here we go.
Look out now,
Gregory.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I was sitting on a log, finger on trigger, and a hogger. Let me be your salty dog. Come on, let me be your salty dog. I won't be your man at all, honey. Let me be your salty dog. Let me be your salty dog. Said go that shot land over in Mexico. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty D-O-D, well, D-O-D, well, D-O-D, old dog. Oh, oh, oh. Different kind of dog, right? Yeah. Ooh, great. Hey. Southbound passenger train. Buy me a ticket as long as my arm. Ride that train, baby, all night long. Ride, southbound passenger train. Till I hear that old conductor say, I'll out for Birmingham. I got a letter from a doll, baby, down in Birmingham. She's the cutest doll, baby, down in Birmingham. Why, yeah. She's so sweet and she's so neat. When she walk, she knock you off your feet. Ooh, mama. Hey, down in Birmingham, I'm gonna ride my southbound passenger train. Hear the engineer say, put your shovel in the coal. The head out the window, see the drivers. Whoa, right on me. Southbound passenger train. Till I hear that old conductor say, I'll out for Birmingham. And when I hear the whistle blow, woo woo, music to my ear. Yeah. I'm winning with my dog, baby. I shed no lonesome tears, you know. She's so sweet, she's so neat. When she walk, she knock you off of your feet. Ooh, mama, down in Birmingham. That's right, come on. I'm gonna ride, southbound passenger train. Buy me a ticket as long as my arm. Ride that train, baby, all night long. Whoa, ride on me, southbound passenger train. Until I hear that old conductor say, all out for Birmingham. All out. Hey, now, Let me tell you a story about the Arama. Rock Island Line. Now, the Rock Island Line run down to New Orleans. And, you know, just before you get to New Orleans, it's great big old toll gate, which you got to pay the man a little some money. And but you got certain things on board. Why? You don't have to pay a man a thing. You can go right on through. Well, right about now, train come pulling into the station. And the man leaned out the window. He hollered down at the man on the ground. I got pigs. I got horses. I got cows. I got sheep. I got all livestock. I got all livestock. Well, I got all livestock. And the man on the ground said, boy, you can go right on through. You don't have to pay a thing. So that train starts pulling out of the station. Yeah. Just a little bit down the line and started to put on a little bit of speed. I get further down the line and put in a little bit of steam. Oh boy, when he thinks he's out of sight of the man on the ground, he leaned out the window and he hollered, well, I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all pig iron. And I tell you what I'm going for. Down that Rock Island Line, she's the mighty good rope. Rock Island Line, that's your rope to ride. Rock Island Line, she's the mighty good rope. If it's you ride it, got to ride it like you're flying it. Get your ticket, got to pay you for the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. Morning cats in the cover, but it don't see me. You know the Rock Island Line, she's the mighty good road. Rock Island Line, I got the road to ride. Rock Island Line, I choose the mighty good road. If it's you ride, I got to ride it like you're fine. I get to kick it at the teacher for the Rock Island Line. I may be right, I may be wrong. I bet you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Hey, the Rock Island Line, she's the mighty good road. Rock Island Line, I got the road to ride. Rock Island Line, she's the mighty good road. If it's you ride, I got to ride it like you're fine. I get to kick it at the teacher for the Rock Island Line. Oh boy. Runaway train! Rockin' line, she's the mighty good road. Rockin' line, that's the road to ride. Rockin' line, she's the mighty good road. If it's your ride, time to ride. Let the party get a ticket to the stage for the Rockin' line. Ooh, 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 ooh. I told you, I'm really full of these train songs. Bob Nolan, Fast Rain. Listen to the whistle, a lie wake and wait. Wish the railroad didn't run so near. Rattle on the clatter of that old fast freight. Keeps making music in my ear. Go bomb again, go bomb again. Blow. Yeah. Blow. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Wheels are saying in the railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go. I wouldn't give a nickel for that bum I used to be. I work as hard as any man in town. I got a pretty gal, thinks the world of me. I'm envy of you to let her down. Go bum again, go bum again. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Wheels those are same to the railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go. Now I lie awake and listen, and I wonder if she's late. In my dreams I'm riding on the train. I feel my pulse beating with that old fast freight. Thank the Lord I'm just a bum again. Bum again, oh, bum again. Oh, railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. If you go. Jenny was a little girl. She only dreamed of trains. Didn't play with dolls or those lacy kind of things. Jenny counted boxcars instead of counting sheep. She could go anywhere when she went to sleep. All she ever talked about was getting on to ride. Living in another time, you could see it in her eyes. And every day after school, she would walk down to the track and wait for a train that was never coming back. Though Jenny dreamed of trains, when the night time came, nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of trains. The depot is all boarded up and the rails have turned to rust. Hasn't been a train through here since the mill went bust. No one believed her when she said she heard a train. A little girl acting kind of strange. Oh, Jenny dreamed of trains. Nighttime came. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of trains. Jenny laid a penny on the track one day. God we trust, and she walked away. The very next morning, all that she could find, a little piece of copper squashed flatter than a dime. 'Cause Jenny dreamed of trains when the night time. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of trains. Nobody knew how she made it come true. Jenny dreamed of train. Oh, dreams in fantasy land. Train dreams on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willits. Now, with this extra, this off for a second, excuse me.
There's no excuse for you, Train. I know, Greg, but not for you either.
All right. So, as I was saying, with all this extra time on our hands in our lives these days, it's very difficult, and I've been having the same problem. You know, it's kind of running, looking back and seeing the way things might have been. And I just happened to run across this. It's kind of a sweet little poem. Let me see if I can find it.
Where is it, Gregory?
Oh, there it is. Rattle of paper. I couldn't. But anyway, this is called The Flower Sack by Colleen B. Hubert. In that long ago time when things were saved, when roads were graveled and barrels were staved, when worn out clothing was used as rags and there were no plastic wraps or bags, and the well and the pump were way out back, a versatile item was the flour sack. Pillsbury's best, mothers and gold medal too, stamped their names proud in purple and blue. And the string sewn onto the top was pulled and kept. The flour was emptied and spills were swept. The bag was folded and stored in a sack, that durable, practical flour sack. The sack could be filled with feathers and down for a pillow, or 'twould make a sleeping gown. It could carry a book and be a school bag, or become a mail sack thrown over a hag. It made a very convenient pack, that adaptable cotton flour sack. Now bleached and sewn, it was dutifully worn as bibs and diapers or kerchief adorn. It was made into skirts and blouses and slips and mom braided rugs from 100 strips. And she made ruffled curtains for the house or shack from that humble, but treasured flour sack. And as a strainer for milk or apple juice, to wave men in, it was very good use. And as to help mother roll up a jelly cake, and as window shade or stuff a crack, we used a sturdy common flour sack, yes. As dish towels, embroidered or not, they covered up dough and helped pans so hot. They tied up dishes for neighbors in need and all for men out in the field to seed. And they dried dishes from pan, not rack, that absorbent, handy flour sack. And we polished and cleaned stove and table, scoured and scrubbed from cellar to gable. We dusted the bureau and the oak bed post and made containers for costumes for October. Oh, a scary ghost. And a parachute for a cat named Jack. And from that lowly, useful old flour sack. So now, my friends, when they ask you, as curious youngsters often do,
before plastic wrap, Elmer's glue, and paper towels, what did you do?
Well, you tell them loudly and with pride, don't lack. Grandmother had that wonderful flour sack. I don't know why, folks, I had to read that to you, but... I guess I'm just getting old and maudlin, but that's okay. It's all right. I'm okay. Speaking of old and maudlin, I'm going to pick up my old maudlin. No, it's not maudlin. It's not a mandolin either. It's an auto harp. Yes, and here's a song about the past. What's about the present? Well, we'll do that a little later. But this is called... Remember, anybody know what a mercury head dime is? My little old auto harp. Now it's cotton candy and Ferris wheels, birthday cakes and rhymes, all the innocence of my childhood gone, like the days of a mercury head dime. See the yo-yo spin, rin-tin-tin, shooting marbles in the sun. There were colored kites and pillow fights, oh, and baseball cards with gum. Now those Easter eggs and toy balloons, skip rope of well-spent time, will ride the merry-go-round to yesterday, to the days of the mercury head dime. When steam whistles blew and Pullmans were new and hobos had nothing to lose, miles and miles of tracks and railroad shacks, my dad slept in the caboose. And there were coonskin caps and cracker jacks. Double dare ya, tag, you're it. Now it's hide and seek, don't you peek, and will you cross your heart on it? And there was Superman and Peter Pan. They say howdy doody's doing fine. Oh, but the Wizard of Oz, he would just grant my wish. I would ask for a mercury head dime. Now those Easter eggs, toy balloons, skip rope of well-spent time, ride the merry-go-round to yesterday, to the days of the mercury head dime. Ride the merry-go-round, oh, yesterday, days of the mercury head dime. Ah, nostalgia. Back in the day. Well, those were the days. Okay. Let's be here now. We really can get kind of carried away, you know. Seeing as how I'm being trained singer on the show today, after years and years of reading about trains and singing about trains and, you know, probably one of my favorite productions. Let me put this auto harp down. I'm here. I'm still here. I'm by myself in the studio. My mask is around my neck choking me, but there's nobody in here but me, and I'm okay. I am okay. But I'm just saying, one of the productions that I've had CDs, and my favorite one right now is the illustrated book of my wife created, presenting my epic poem, The Dreamline Express. And you're going to get this on KLLG LP 97.9. But this is this is how we build the railroad across the United States.
You know, I'm a trained singer. Let me tell you a story about the heartache and the glory. We'll build a railroad across this land, through the high Sierras, across the desert plains, the desert sand. Yeah, a Dreamline Express. It was the Union from the East and the Central from the West. Atlantic to Pacific was the quest. Patty worked the railroad with not much pay, laid 10 miles of track. And just one day, on the Dreamline Express. Now, Chinese laborers who could blast through the high Sierra so the trains could pass, they set their dynamite charges from lowered baskets, easily becoming their wicker caskets on the Dreamline Express. So let's go across the plains to the buffalo, the herd so vast the trains had to slow, and from the open cars the sportsmen shot at will, see how many they could kill. And as the bison fell, the men would yell and hoot, why their guns got so hot they would no longer shoot. The Dreamline Express, yeah. You know, it's Promontory Summit, Utah, May 10, 1869. This country was united by a steel rail line. A golden spike was driven so the world would know why you could ride the train from Boston through to San Francisco. Whoa, yeah, on the Dreamline Express. You know, the history of this country is written on the trains, the engines and the rail cars. They all bear the names while they're calling back the memory of the American dream of riding the rails in the days of steam. We got the Night Owl, the Black Hawk, the Lark, the Shawnees, the Hiawathas and the Arrowhead and the Super Chief. And then borne by tons of steel and blasts of steam came the Pilgrim, the Pioneer, the Patriot, the National Dream. The Betsy Ross and the Minuteman and the Benjamin Franklin. The DeWitt Clinton and the Abraham Lincoln and the Washington Irving and the William Penn and the Empire Builder, Bostonian. And free for streamlined speed and comfort all the way, you got the city of Portland, Denver, New Orleans, L.A. And of all the streamlined dream trains across this land, oh, the city of San Francisco was most grand. Oh, the Dreamline. Oh, the Dreamline Express. Woo-hoo! How we love to hear about the wrecks. Scalded fireman engine on their necks. Derailed diesels and torn up tracks. And old engineer Brooks with his broken back. Casey Jones with his story grand. He crashed his train into the promised land. Engineer Steve Brody, similar story. He flew off Stillhouse Trestle and into the glory. And when the brave engineer had sealed his fate, he said he'd meet his gal at the Golden Gate. Be the Prairie Queen, Royal Palm, FFE, or Old 97, why, they all took life's railway straight to heaven. Oh, yes, on the Dreamline Express, yeah. Yeah. So let's start back with the hobos and the wind and the rain. Utah Phillips still hopping trains. Hobo Bill and his jungle shack just stare sharing a stew with a dog named Boomer Jack. I remember when I was a child, man, I ran the ties, my heart beat wild. I see the headlight and I know she's coming. I hear the whistle blow and the diesels rumming. Oh, I count those cars as they rumble past, and I spy that little red caboose at last on the Dreamline, on the Dreamline Express. Now, you board a train today, you ride in style. You eat, drink, mile after mile after mile. Take a commuter at the break of day and you're laptop computer and work along the way. And some wheel-licking foamers with their passions ablaze, they board and ride a train for days and days and days and days. Oh,
on the Dreamline Express. Hey, I'm a trained singer. Let me sing you a song. Swing on a board, I'll take you along. Fire up my boiler and make me shine. You know, I'll take you for a ride on my bipolar express. Dreamline Express. Woo! Woo! Dreamline Express. Chick, chick, chick. Woo! We are sort of kind of running out of a little bit of time right here. And, you know, I was hoping that I had a special guest. Stubby Ties was going to come in today. He even brought his concertina. I thought his concertina is actually sitting right here. I
hope he doesn't mind it. Stubby, let's just see. I'm going to wrap it if his song's off.
Oh, yeah. Hey, here we go.
See, he's always trained.
Oh,
wow.
I don't often let people play with my concertina, my squeeze box, you know, but I'm sure glad you picked it up.
Hey, Stubby is in our studio right now. Hey, it's been a long time since we've seen you.
Yes, it is, and I've missed you, Ray. I love your music.
But, you know, my real name is actually a Hobo Stubbs, but we know the sad story. But I still, talk about foamers. I heard you talking about, I'm still one of those foamers. This woman, I met her on the train. She had the buttons on her hat and on her jacket, on her pants. And she told me, she says, when I die, I want my ashes thrown into the firebox of a steam engine and blown sky high. Well, is that her story or what? Yes, it really was. Hey, yes, it was. Stubby, poof. I really enjoy your concertina. Do you have something else that you possibly want to play? I think we got a couple of minutes. Oh, okay, Greg, yeah, this one's one you know. I copy you, you know.
That's a good song. It always makes me think it's the end of something, you know.
Well, you know, we've had Stubby in here, and hopefully Hank Over will come in next week with another song, one of his medicine songs. We know he's a emperor of the Emerald Triangle. But anyway, hey, you've been riding with Train Singer on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9 FM in Willits. Train Singer, I'm alive on the Bipolar Express, and I will also be appearing with the Kindred Souls Trio locally when they allow us entertainers to 2-1. Water date is to re-enter the public venue. But until then, my folks, Stubby, you got another song you can play for us. Yeah.